I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
All right. Good morning, evening, afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. I'm Pastor Floyd Hughes, and I have Rachel, Melissa, and Lene with me. And I am sounding like I'm rushing. They just said, don't rush, don't rush. Okay. So this is the Christmas season. It's been a minute since we did a podcast. But a couple of questions for you as moms. And you guys were just talking about Christmas cards. And these are all like yes or no questions, but feel free to throw in and expound. So Christmas cards, bought or made, which do you prefer to do?
Made. I have my son with me and he said made, and we absolutely love our made Christmas cards.
We like to order ours with our pictures on it, so I guess that's made, but if it was up to Rita, she would hand make every single person's card because she makes them all day, every day.
I actually don't do either. If I did one though, I would hand make them with love.
Okay, see, I don't do either. But if I did, I would buy in bulk from like and just pre-stamp them and send them all out. But that's just me. Okay, so here's another question. Christmas decorating, and this is kind of like a three or more multiple choice. Decorating inside, decorating outside, like both, or just decorating inside or just decorating outside? Which do you prefer?
We love decorating inside.
Inside. No outside?
No. Too much.
That's that thing that glows inside of the house.
Yeah, we have a lazy light. I guess that counts.
Okay. Melissa, what do you guys think or do?
We decorate inside. Our house isn't really on like the street where we share a driveway with someone. So there's another house in front of our house. So we're kind of back there. It'd just be like for us, I guess. And so we decorate inside.
And Lene?
I would decorate every square inch of my home inside and out if I could and had the time. Currently, we have some decorations inside and some, like we have a little Christmas tree on our front porch, but we usually have lights up. This year has been hectic with me working full time. So we have a little bit inside and outside, but I wish we had more.
Right. Do you, when you decorate inside or outside, whichever you do, well, almost everyone does, do you let the kids help decorate, or is that like let the parents do it? You were about to jump into that, Lene.
Rita breaks a lot of things and they get hurt really easily, so they can help where they can help, but it's mostly me and Brandon.
Jax helps us decorate the Christmas tree. He doesn't really care to help decorate anything else. He kind of like reached that age where he really didn't even care about decorating the tree for half of it, but he likes to help for a little while.
I have two decorators here, so they love decorating, and they do a really good job, so I prefer them to decorate.
Wait, you decorate mostly though?
Yeah.
We decorate a lot. I decorated a Christmas tree.
Mm. No, I decorated all.
No, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask this question. And I have a story that goes with this. So, for Christmas gatherings, do you prefer to do it like friends and family come to your house, or would you rather take everyone and you go to someone else's house?
We're real lucky. We just have to walk next door to go to somebody else's house for Christmas. I don't mind hosting Christmas at my house, though. If everybody wanted to pile in my house, that'd be fine with me. I feel like when Jax was younger, it was harder for us because he doesn't want to move after he's opened up his toys. He wants to hang out at home and like chill with his stuff. So we used to actually sleep over at Bill's mom's house when Jax was little. So that way we could still spend the entire day with everyone and he could still open all of his stuff.
Hmm. Well, I was going to say, could you like take some of them with you if you're going, or is he like, no, I want my stuff where I want my stuff here.
Yeah, we'd load it up if he had like, because we'd open up a couple things at our house, or then we'd go to Donna's like as he got a little bit older. But when he was like a baby, we just slept there. And we all camped out in the living room.
Okay, Rachel.
Well, I have one that says go to someone else's house.
No, I said that too.
Right. He says go to someone else's house. What do you say?
I say don't.
Don't, yes. So I would say three stay here and one go to someone else's house.
I stay here, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I stay here.
I will have to say there's been more.
But if other people would have to pay for stuff, then we would just go free.
There's more enjoyment when we can just be together. And with what Mike does, it's a lot. It's a lot.
If I hang
out. It's a lot to pack everyone up and try to go somewhere. Okay.
Very much so. All
right, Lene.
So we usually go to someone else's house. We usually have a few, like Christmas Eve, we go to someone's house. And then Christmas Day, we also used to go to my Grams's house. But one year we did have people over at our house, and it was definitely nice because I didn't have to lug any gifts anywhere else. I just had to bring them to my living room. And then when we got gifts, people brought them to our house and then left with theirs. I was like, this is so convenient. But we usually end up going to other people's homes.
Okay. I'm more the go to other people's home, but I have to share the story because Bree and Rachel, you have not met Bree, but you would love her. She is like, she'd fit right in with this whole group. You would love her. She invited a stranger to her home for Thanksgiving, and she posted on social media, hey, I'm going to invite a stranger in my home for Thanksgiving and host them. And a lot of people, us included, Melissa included, were like, hey, be careful. And then the person she invited actually commented on the post and was like, hi, I'm the person that Bree has invited for Thanksgiving. And everyone was like, hey, that's great. Hey, hope you enjoy it. Melissa's comment was, hey, that's great. Hope you enjoy it. But if anything happens to Bree, we will hunt you down. We will find you and we will end you. But enjoy the food. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And Bree said he canceled after after she posted that. He reached out and said, never mind. So she found a little old woman who she invited to her home instead. They had a great Thanksgiving, and she invited her back for Christmas. So that was awesome. That cracked me up when she was telling me that. That's insane. But which brings us to, because you guys were talking about, you know, opening presents and all that stuff, Christmas Eve opening presents or Christmas Day or some combination of both?
Christmas. Yeah. Good. Yeah. Christmas Day for us.
Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what do you guys do on Christmas Eve?
Candlelight service.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Melissa.
Growing up in a Mexican household, we used to celebrate on Christmas Eve, and then everybody would hang out until midnight, and then we would open our gifts, and then everybody go home, and then come back Christmas Day. I hated that as a kid, because I was tired, and I wanted to go to sleep, and I just wanted to open my stuff, so we do everything Christmas Day, like a good old American household should.
We do a combination. My grandmother gifts everyone things, and we hang out on Christmas Eve, and then we eat crab legs all evening. And then, which is a gift to us from my cousin. He decided to just gift us all seafood. So we do that. And then sometimes when it's late and we get home, we will exchange some gifts that we got for each other. And then in the morning, when the big man brings all the gifts, we open them in the morning. And then if my mom, yeah, we usually do something with my mom later in the day. So we just have gifts all around.
So you're just like gift.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. It depends. It's usually, Christy and I will usually do, it depends. If I got her something good, then Christmas Eve. If I didn't, I'm like, oh, I can wait till Christmas Day when she wakes up.
Well, actually, Brandon, any gift he gets me, he has to give me immediately. So I got a gift last week and a gift today. So I'm getting nothing for Christmas.
Well, but you never know. He might surprise you. All right. So this is the last question because everything has been Christmassy. I'm going to combine it into two. So I know, Rachel, you guys have, you were talking about the Christmas Eve service. And then there's also a school Christmas type thing going on, right? So do you guys have church services and school services, and do the kids enjoy it, or are they like, more of this again?
Oh, I enjoy it. Yes. We enjoy it because it does, because they practice a lot.
Yeah.
They practice, and then their schoolwork isn't easy, so they've got to kind of compile it all in together. But, you know, I mean, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday, so it is.
Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah.
That's cool.
I zoned out. What are we talking about?
Do the kids have any school, like, Christmas magic stuff going on?
So it's preschool, and it's a very small thing. They have a little party with a little singing at the beginning. So we have to volunteer at one. So I'm sure they're going to be very excited about it. At Roscoe's class, I have to volunteer playing a game, and we'll go and they'll sing.
All right. Melissa.
Jax has hit sixth grade, so they don't really do anything fun anymore. They have like the Santa's workshop at school where he can like spend money on ridiculous gifts to buy people. And I think that's it. He's watching Elf in one of his classes tomorrow, and he gets to bring a snack in while they watch Elf. So he's pretty pumped about that.
So here's the last question. This is kind of like a bonus question, because after all the busyness of the Christmas season, the activity, school, singing, gifts, family, all that stuff, when it comes to New Year's Eve, is that like a big deal in your house, or is it just more of a, we go to bed and then the next day we sleep in?
It was actually my parents' anniversary when my stepdad was alive. So we used to watch Jordan for them so they could go out. And now that we don't have to do that, we go to sleep. Sometimes we'll like stay up together and we'll all watch the ball. And Jax and Bill love to stay up. I'm usually snoring in the corner and then they wake me up whenever it happens. And then I make my way upstairs. But I don't party or anything festive for it. I like to sleep.
And wake up in a brand new year. Yay!
Exactly, rested.
Yeah.
We usually have people at our house for that. I don't know why it just happened. Actually, one year my mom was like, you're having something at your house. And so we did. And then since then, we were like, oh, that was kind of fun. And we have people over for New Year's. So we stay up.
I mean, do you guys stay till midnight? Or is it like we start this thing at like 8:30 or 9, and then by 10:30, 11, it's like everyone can go home because we're tired? Or
no, we start it with food and we all eat, and then we like watch, you know, the whole thing on TV. We wait until it's midnight. We wait till we hear all the fireworks and guns go off, and then everybody goes home. So no, we're here for the whole thing.
Oh, shebang. Okay. All right. And Rachel, what do you guys do?
Well, when the kids were younger, we used to do New Year's Eve, which was really cool because you'd celebrate at noon with all your friends.
And then,
yeah, that was really nice. And right, if we see the ball drop this year, great. If we don't, that's great too.
How did the ball drop?
Yeah. Well, you know, we usually hear.
When's the ball drop?
Yeah. Well, she hasn't made it up quite yet, but yeah, we usually hear the celebrations outside. So,
I am also a sleeper. I am a sleeper. I did enough celebrating in my 20s and 30s that now I can just sleep through the next year. I've got partying credit that I can rely on. All right. So, that being said, want to wish all of you guys a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And thank you guys for all your contribution.
When I woke, there was no one there to hold. Only feathers from an angel in the sky.